Well, we did it. We made it through Christmas and all of those services. Five services in 3 days, five beautiful services with all of the celebration. And on Christmas Eve, we were joined by a whole bunch of people that we won't see again until Easter. Now, in the ministry profession, we call these people C&Es. C&Es. C&Es, those are the people that come on Christmas and Easter. But today is just an ordinary Sunday. On the calendar, it's referred to as the first Sunday after Christmas. It's in the Christmas season, but it's not a feast day. We'll have another feast day next week. It'll be Epiphany. But today's just an ordinary Sunday. And so, for these past several days this week, I've been thinking about our visitors, the C&Es. Now, I used to be one of them. If I showed up at all, it was on Christmas and Easter with my parents. And that got me to thinking, why do I do this? Why do I devote myself to a life of worship, to building a congregation, to feeding hungry people, to preaching? I've been thinking about it these past several days a lot. Now, much of my preaching is ethical. I talk about the importance of giving of ourselves. I speak of that change in perception that comes over us when we expect to see Christ in other people. And we give of ourselves to those in need. What we discover is that we do encounter Christ. The more love we give, the more love we have. These are good ethical thoughts, good ethical guidelines. And sometimes I've thought that I would do this. I would live this way even if God and Jesus were not real for me. Because this is a good way to live. And you can be an ethical person, a good person, without faith in Jesus. Those C&Es that we enjoyed celebrating Christmas with a few days ago are good people too. And I'd like to think that when I was one of them, I was a reasonably good person. But there's a problem with this thought. The Jesus movement is more than a better way to live. The way of Jesus is more than an ethical framework. Jesus is more than a moral teacher. See, the problem with Christianity as a moral, ethical framework, or even with Christianity as a belief system, is that each of those lead eventually to apathy. I mean, after all, you don't need faith to be a good person. You really don't. You can be a good person without being a faithful person. And you don't need to have a particular set of beliefs about God and Jesus to be an ethical person or a good person. And so that reduces Christmas and Easter to these festivals, worships that we attend with our families to see the pageant and the cute kids acting as angels and shepherds. We attend them for the fun of it when it fits in with the rest of what we're doing around the holidays. Or not. That's the apathy that I'm talking about. There is much, much more to following Jesus than ethics. There is much more to following Jesus than being a good person. John knows this. In Matthew, we get angels and a virgin birth and wise men from the east. In Luke, we get angels and shepherds and a humble birth with the baby laid in a manger. And in John, we get this mystical, cosmic poetry. If you try to understand John's prologue, you will stumble over a paradox. If you try to read it as a literal description of what happened, you will simply fail. John is describing a reality that is beyond emotion, beyond understanding, beyond logic, and beyond reason. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is more than ethics. This is so much more than a better way of living. John proclaims that Jesus, that what Jesus offers is life itself. The way of Jesus is joy in the midst of suffering. The way of Jesus is light in the darkness. The way of Jesus is forgiveness and grace given freely, unearned, by a loving God. Jesus uses several ways of talking about this life. He talks about life in the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. He talks about true life. He talks about eternal life. Yes, Jesus teaches ethics. He teaches us to see ourselves as brothers and sisters, as the adopted children of God. He teaches us to view one another as family rather than breaking ourselves up into tribes and fighting over scarce resources. But this, as ethical as it is just a small part of what it means to live the way of Jesus. Jesus is calling us to live a God-infused life, a life filled with grace, a life immersed in the sacred, a life aware of the presence of God among us, a life seeking to see, to recognize and honor the presence of Christ in others. Jesus offers us this new life, this true life, this eternal life, life that is light, the light of all people, light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So, thanks for being here on this ordinary Sunday, when we do the extraordinary work of following Jesus. Because that's what we're doing here. The reason we come together each week to worship and teach and pray and sing and feed people is to enter into that life, that light that Jesus offers. And so John begins his version of the gospel story with this cosmic, life-changing poetry, instead of with angels and shepherds or wise men. John knows that the way of Jesus is more than being a good and ethical person. The way of Jesus is an invitation to know God, to trust in God's love, to have such faith in God's grace that we give of ourselves even when we fear we don't have enough. Even in the darkest times of our lives, we can give of what light we have, because the light comes from God, and God is unending, eternal. God's light does not fail. That is the life of faith. We have this life through Jesus, who is God's Word in human form. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.